sure we all believe that. I couldn't find a plastic water bottle this morning, so I've had to bring my flask. But I want to hide what's in it, actually. I don't often get words of knowledge, but when I was reading this, I'm going to read a piece of scripture in a minute, from Exodus, when Moses is commissioned to mix the anointing oil. And I kept getting the word inadequate. Inadequate. And then I got the word irrelevant. And I just got the sense that there was maybe I thought it was for me at first, but there might be some people here, a person who feels a little bit inadequate or maybe irrelevant. And God just wants to tell you that there's nothing and nobody in the kingdom that's irrelevant. There's no one and nothing in the kingdom that is irrelevant. And my prayer for you this morning is that as God speaks to us, that he will bless you and show you what his purposes are in your life. So, can I just have a show of hands? Who was here last week? Wow. And you came back. You know, when Phil was praying about miracles, I thought, that is a miracle that so many people have come back. And I really got a sense that this morning, you know, our shepherd wants to show us some miracles. It might be something that you think is very small in your life that he wants to fix, but I think we're going to see some miracles this morning. It might not be while we're here. It might be when you've gone home. It might be when you're going to see friends. But I think that God and our shepherd wants to show us some miracles. And I believe that because that word surely, because I believe what I'm saying is true. And if anybody's got any doubt about that, then I'm going to say, surely not. Surely the Lord is our shepherd. Surely. So, last week, just for those who weren't here, we talked about the first part of verse 5 of Psalm 23, about the laying the table in the presence of our enemies. We sat down, some of us put our names and sat down at the table, and we hopefully received something last week from the shepherd. This week, it goes on, because that's not the end of the story. It goes on because now he wants to anoint our heads with oil and fill our cups to overflowing. Another sense of his generosity, his abundant supply. And the piece of scripture I was talking about, always makes me laugh when I read it. It's from Exodus 30. It goes from verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much, that's 250 shekels of fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of fragrant calamus, and 500 shekels of cassia. What makes me smile about that is, here is a great man of God. Moses, the great man of God. You know, we often talk about God knows us by name, you know, by the hairs on our head, he knows our weaknesses. And he knew one of Moses' weaknesses was his maths. So he says, 500 shekels of that, and then half as much, and then he says to him, that is actually 250. So it just shows that even the great men, everybody, we've all got our weaknesses. God knows what they are. But even so, he still used Moses to create, to make this famous anointing oil that was going to be used for thousands and thousands of years afterwards. So that word irrelevant or inadequate, if you're feeling a bit like that, I think that Moses probably felt a bit like that when Jesus had to remind him about, but there we go, a great man of God. So, you know, we could go into the history, I don't need that anymore. We could go into the history of anointing oil and who was allowed to be anointed with it and what was allowed to be anointed with it. But in the psalm, David gives the impression that this anointing is for everybody. for everybody. It says in Isaiah 61, doesn't it? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed us to preach the good news. He has anointed us to preach good news. Everybody, not for select people, but everybody. Before I go any further, I just need to say something. This is a bottle of anointing oil. This is not God. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is a tool that we're given by the Holy Spirit. If we think, if we're people who think that we have to get a special oil, specially flown in from Israel, prayed over by special people, before we can heal anybody with it, then actually we're making this a little bit of an idol. And I know that we don't do that. So we can pray for people without the anointing oil. We can pray for our houses, pray for things without the anointing oil. But it's just a symbol of a tool that the Holy Spirit has given us. Okay, I know you all know that, but I just wanted to get it out there. So oil was used in biblical times for loads of things. We hear in the story of the Good Samaritan that when he found the guy who'd been beaten up on the side of the road, he put oil on his wounds. It's also used to protect people from the sun. It was customary to anoint people when they were visiting your house. If people were been on a long journey, then they would be given oil to refresh their bodies. Guests of honor at banquets and feasts would be anointed. Mark them out as special. Now, last week, I was being a little bit modest, actually, last week. I did say, if you probably all remember, I did say that I didn't have much experience of banquets. Well, in fact, in, 1980, I, along with a group of guys, about 15 of them were in the RAF and the rest of us were air dispatchers. We went to Nepal to an operation out there, a famine relief operation. And we were dropping rice and grain and food into the villages in the Himalayan mountains. We actually worked under the umbrella of the British embassy out there. And at the end of that, we went out there for 2 weeks. We ended up staying for 3 months because the situation was worse than what they'd thought in the first place. At the end of that operation, the Nepalese government laid on a party. We called it a party for us. Actually, it was a banquet. And I guess because the government had organised it, I guess we might call it a state banquet. And believe it or not, we, the 30 of us, were the guests of honour at this banquet. Now, they didn't actually anoint our heads with oil. But what they did do is they had a special Nepalese hat commissioned. And it reads on the side of it, Karna Cascade, which was the code word for this operation. Karna Cascade, Nepal, 1980. And they gave us these hats. And we went up on the stage and we were given by the Minister of Agriculture, I think it was. It's spoiling my hair, isn't it? I know. But you probably think, why am I telling you all this? Well, when we were at this banquet, we were sat at tables eating away. We got up on the stage and they announced that who we were and gave us these hats and put them on. When we came down from the stage, we were standing around having drinks. Yeah, I was just thinking, I did say they didn't anoint us a head with oil, although one of the guys almost anointed his head with a glass of whiskey, but that's another story. When we came down from the stage and we were standing around having drinks, people were coming up to us asking us what had we been doing, which villages did we drop food to, how many hours flying did we do and things. And, you know, squaddies, military people go out on you know, the tours of Afghanistan, Iraq, Northern Ireland, the thing that we were in Nepal. They go out there and it really, they just think, we're just doing the job. We're just doing what we're paid to do. We're doing what we... And actually, when people were asking us questions because of this hat we had on, they knew that we were part of the team, they were asking, and it made us start to think what we really had done, what we had done, what difference we'd made to people's lives there, and what difference it had made to our lives. The, you know, the poverty that we saw over there was incredible. I mean, kids of 3 and 4 year old begging on the streets outside the hotel where we were staying. But that's the reason I'm telling you, is that, you know, that's a little bit like our walk with Jesus when we receive that anointing of the Holy Spirit. We make a difference where we go. One of my favorite sayings is not to look and see how far we've got to go, because it's a long way. It is for me anyway. But look and see how far we've come. Because looking to see how much we've got is a negative thought. Negative, as I said last week, negative thoughts breed doubt, doubt in who we are, doubt in who we are in Christ. If we look to see how far we've come, and you know, some of you will know that Ben Reed, who's unfortunately not here, Ben Reed and I knew each other years and years ago, long before either of us were Christians. And I think it's great. When I see Ben now, and I think he feels the same, when I see Ben and how far he's come, it reminds me of how far Jesus has brought me on that journey. So not looking at how far you've got to go, but just how far Jesus has brought you. I showed you this bottle. I think it was about 2012 or 13 or something, I last gave this talk, but in one shot. And I got in touch with a guy and bought some anointing oil, put it into a big bottle and gave it to SCF. So I got in touch with this guy again, he's still there, and I said, can I get a 250 mil bottle of anointing oil? And he came back to me and he said, Graham, that's a lot of anointing oil. Now, I think it's about a quarter of a litre or something. Is that my right? Any cooks amongst us? It's not bad, is it? So he said, that's a lot of oil considering you can anoint 250 people from the 10 mil bottles that we've got. Now, that to me indicates that you're going to get a dabbing of that. I mean, you know, that'll be it. But here in this psalm, this is another sign of our shepherd's abundant supply, abundant pouring out of his spirit. This healing, refreshing, protective oil that he gives us. There's a line in the prayer to the Ephesians, Paul writes, I pray that through his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you to be spirit within you. His glorious, unlimited resources. And that is what we're looking at here. Our shepherd's glorious, unlimited resources. You know, we say in the Lord's Prayer, don't we? Give us this day our daily bread. It's not give me my daily bread. It's give us our daily bread. And that's because that bread that we receive, same as this oil that we receive, is not for us. It's for us to give out to other people. It's for us to go out and make a difference in the world. And people will notice the difference. Like when I had that hat on, people knew that I'd done something. When we walk around, we don't realize what difference we're making to people when we're carrying the power of the Holy Spirit within us, receive that oil. We have to remember, though, that the true anointing of God rests on us when we're born again, when we become Christians, believers in Christ, when we get filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, and that is everybody. It says in Acts 2, verse 17, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your sons, your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. We are called to prophesy. We are called, when we receive the Holy Spirit, to do something with it and not to just leave it dormant. So this is not a dabbing of oil. This is poured out in abundance. Healing, refreshing. That oil's not going away. healing, refreshing, protecting oil. Refreshed, it heals. In Isaiah it says, your burdens will be broken. The yoke will be broken because of the anointing oil. So it lightens our yoke. It's a sense of having more than enough. When Jesus fed the 5,000, they had more than enough. When he changed the water into wine, they got better wine and they had more than enough. So pouring out my cup runneth over. I remember some years ago going to see my brother. He lives up north. And we went to his local pub. And you know, there's a certain well-known phrase or saying in Yorkshire, which is A-up. Now, depending on how you say that, it can mean different things. So anyway, if you say A-up, that could mean hello, and A-up, that's getting somebody's attention. So we walk in this pub, and my brother says, A-up. Landlord said, A-up. This is... 2 pints of best, please. That's best bitter. So, pulls the beer. Our steward pays, being a good Yorkshireman, he pays. The guy comes back with his change, and our steward said, hey, up. He said, what? He said, picks the glass up. He said, can I get a whiskey on top of that glass? We said, aye, I can. He said, well, fill it up with beer. we don't have to ask for this cup to be filled. You know, I was chatting with Fiona yesterday, actually, about, I don't believe you can actually fill a glass. I wish I had a glass here, actually. It might make a mess on the carpet with the red wine. I don't believe you can actually fill a cup or a glass to the brim without spilling it. I can't. I don't know if anybody else can, but I can't anyway. So, our glass is filled to overflowing. Again, it's another sign of his abundant supply. In Isaiah 55, it says, and we sang this song. Fiona's not here. Fiona sang that song last week. It was beautiful. Come, all who are thirsty. It says in Isaiah 55, come, all who are thirsty, to the waters. All of you, come, come. In John 7:37, it says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Is anybody thirsty? Is anybody thirsty this morning for more of the Lord's blessings? You know, the Lord, our shepherd, can give us water, even in a spiritual desert. The outpouring of His Holy Spirit, it runs over, and my cup runneth over, a sense of having more than we need. Surely the Lord is our shepherd. Surely I shall not want. You know, a cup to us that's almost full is probably enough for us, but not for our God. He wants to pour it in and pour it in and pour it in. It's overflowing. And we're given that so we can go out into the world and let it pour out of us. into other people's lives. I'm talking about that word again, just come back to me about inadequate. I'm talking about all of us. There's nothing that is irrelevant in the kingdom. No one is irrelevant in the kingdom. We all have a purpose, and God's got a plan for each and every one of our lives. If we receive His Spirit to enable us to do that, everything will be in abundance. So just to round things off, when we're going through the trials and tribulations that we go through, that's not a word I use. I'm not sure what tribulations means, actually. I don't know why I said that. The troubles that we go through, the stress we go through in life. Our God, our shepherd, wants to stop us and say, look, I'm laying this table for you. Come over here, sit down, take it easy. There's plenty of food. There's plenty to drink. This is while the enemy's still there. And at the end of this talk I had, the enemy's still there. He's a little bit worried, though. And if we know that we've got our shepherd on our side, who can be against us? He invites us to come, sit at the table, receive His provision, His protection, His peace, filled to overflowing. He anoints our heads with oil. Marks us out as special. We sang, we may be going to sing a song about, I mentioned it last week. He leads me to the banqueting hall with the banner of love over me. His banner of love over me. He's sending a message to the enemy. He's sending a message to the devil or whatever, whoever our enemy is. He's sending a message saying, these are my people and I am their God. These are all my people, and I am their God. I mentioned last week, it's not a fast food takeaway. It's a banquet. It's a feast. I'm pausing now because I don't know how to finish at the moment, but I'm thinking about those miracles that Phil prayed about. And I've got, there's some people around that have got some bottles of anointing oil. Jeff, we'll play that video in a minute. Just 1 minute. If you feel this morning that you need refreshing, if you feel that you want to receive something from the Lord, it might be that you actually want to give something back to the Lord. I read a piece of scripture from Mark 5, is it, where the woman breaks open the jar of perfume and pours it over Jesus. And everybody's saying, no, you can't do that. It's too expensive. And he said, you can give to the poor anytime you want, but you can't always give to me because I won't be here. So we can actually give something back while we accept this oil. If you want to receive the blessings of our shepherd this morning, if you want to receive that anointing oil, it's only a symbol, I know, but we are called to do something, to come. If you want to receive that anointing oil, that cup that runs over, is abundant, is unlimited resources, then if you can, maybe you just want to stand up. I don't know. You might want to stand up. You might just want to sit down. I'm not really bothered about it because he can do work in you whether you're sitting down, laying down, or standing up. So, yeah, we'll have that down, Jeff. So could I just ask, if you want to receive that, if you want to just stand or just sit, hold your hands out just to indicate that you want to receive this oil. And there's about eight people around the hall will just come and just anoint your hands with oil. You can do with it what you want then.